Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about marketing and PR pros who work for ourselves. My name is Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I am joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Karen Swim of Solo PR Pro, which, if you don't know, is a fantastic trade organization where solo PR pros, hence the name, gather to learn from each other, support each other, and just get through this solo life together. And it's kind of what we're going to talk about today, Karen, right?
Yes, we are. I'm really excited about today's topic, especially given the times that we live in.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So we're going to talk today about connections and community and, just how, where we are. Many of us, most of us, are still in quarantine and working in a new way. And just how it's really important to be building your network. You're really probably learning how important it is or how strong your network is right now. And, this is a great time to build it up and shore it up and see where it can take you. And, we don't mean that in an overtly salesy or gross way. You don't want to be hitting up all your LinkedIn contacts with, hey, what's up? But, it's an ideal time to send that email you've been meaning to send to someone you met at an event a month ago. Just check in with each other. Do what feels natural and human to do now that maybe you might have a little extra time or bandwidth. Although, we were joking off air about how this whole thing, we don't know about you guys, but the subconscious stress tends to throw your brain for a loop sometimes. So let's put that out there too. We acknowledge that.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. I mean, and I think you hit on a really key point, and this advice applies to everyone, every single professional. I believe at the beginning of this pandemic, as we all, one by one, most of us, because not everyone had to shelter in place, but began to shelter in place, and the world, our work world, really, sort of the ground beneath us fell away with people leaving their offices, or because they were mandated to do so, or out of concerns for safety. The advice that we gave ourselves was to not do networking and not do anything that appeared like sales because it was the wrong time. But I think that what gets lost is that we forget about communications being more than just sales conversations. And I mean business communications. Every conversation does not have to be about an end goal. What is gross is obviously reaching out to somebody that you have either never had a conversation with or never seemed to place high value upon, getting to know them, and immediately reaching out with a sales pitch. That is gross in a pandemic or in, normal times. However, not selling doesn't mean not connecting. And this is honestly a fantastic time to reflect and remember how much we really gain from other people. And it's a great time to sit and talk with people and understand their business. And so when you make those connections about genuine connections, it's never a bad time to do that. This is a great time to sit and learn from other people. Hey, we've been connected for a while and I wanted to, reach out and learn what's going on in your business. Do you have 20 minutes to connect? Or, maybe do what I've seen some other people do and that I've actually participated in, and gather four or five professionals and say, hey, we all sort of have things in common, which, I wanted to invite us to connect on Zoom and let's share what we're doing and, how we're managing these challenges and, get to know one another in hopes that connections will occur between those people on the phone. And so don't be afraid to connect, because that's not a wrong move to make.
Right. So true. In fact, I belong to the Philly PR Association, and actually this was an idea before the pandemic hit, but they're starting a peer group. So, you know, something very much like you're saying, smaller groups of us just getting together, talking shop, working through issues. So I'm looking forward to, you know, being part of that. And, you know, we say this so often here on this podcast, but business is relationship and it's conversation and it's, you know, really just being helpful to each other. So, you know, use this time as an extension of that to, yeah, to reach out to that person you might, that might have been on your radar or, you know, that you've been meaning to get back to, and just see how you can be helpful to one another. And that's what they'll remember then when they're actually in need of your services, where, you know, there might be some financial exchange happening.
And financial exchanges are very much still taking place. I mean, I cringe when I, you know, hear or read things that seem to insinuate that now is not a time for business development and no one's doing anything. And that is completely false. Well,
they are. Yeah, exactly.
It's completely false. And I don't, you know, I feel like we sort of create our own reality. And if you are not looking for those opportunities, you won't find them. You won't. You'll fulfill what you believe. But if you believe that, you know, life is still going on, yes, there are sectors that are hard hit, but even within those hard hit sectors, it doesn't mean there's absolutely no work. And I've seen people sort of buy into that mentality, like they just give up. That's the wrong thing to do, because this thing that we're living with right now, we're going to be living with it for a while. It's going to be more than a year. By every, you know, health expert has said that. What are you going to do? Just give up for an entire year, sit in your house and binge on Netflix? That's not very wise for your mental health, for your financial health.
No, I was going to say it's not going to help pay the bills. Yeah. So don't do what I call don't mushroom.
Yeah.
Don't just sit in the dirt and hope someone's going to pick you.
But you know, the other part of, you know, the title of our podcast today, I think that's what really helps get you through, is that we talked about connections, but community. Community is so important, isn't it, Michelle?
Oh, it is. And, you know, just both on an organic level of, you know, the people that cross your path, you know, personally and in business, and also, you know, the organizations you join, like, you know, of course, Solid PR Pro, and even your local chambers, you know, because you'll have people slag it off and say, ugh, why should I join the chamber? Well, for times like this, really, when they will gather professionals together in ways that you might not be able to conjure up on your own. But similarly, you know, tuning the Solo PR Pro horn, membership in a group like this, it's, you know, I'll say it again, the private Facebook group is worth every penny, because right there it's now of course you have to contribute to the community. You have to pop up and say hello and participate. But there is community to be had there. And, you know, like you said, Karen, I've seen it even locally, people just getting together and saying, hey, you know, let's stay in touch. How are you doing? How can we be of service to each other? I think we're so fortunate that both you and I in our spheres, and I'm sure our listeners out there too, so many professionals are eager to be of service, and because we want each other to succeed, because we know when you succeed, it's more of a chance that I'm going to succeed too. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, we human beings, you know, not to be super cheesy, but, you know, John Donne wrote, no man is an island. And it's very true. Like, even if you're an introvert and consider yourself almost a hermit, we really aren't meant to do this life thing all by ourselves. And you may have a family, and you know, a good group of friends, and that's important too. But there is something truly special about, in a professional sense, finding a professional group that understands from your lens. So Solo PR Pro for me, these are people that know what my day-to-day looks like. I don't have to explain my job. they know if I have a day where something challenging happened, I don't have to, you know, explain it. They get why that's challenging. So it's the group has been my lifeline. And, you know, I can remember last Friday, I was just lower than a snake's belly, as some people would say. I just having a really bad day. Yeah. And we had a Zoom call. We've been doing these Zoom calls with the solos. And within minutes, they had lifted my spirits and I was okay again. It's just the boost that I needed. Yeah. And that's a soft thing. Like, it had nothing to do with work. But this group of people is so caring and so kind and so generous. And on the professional front, you know, last night, and this happens almost every day, somebody had posted a question, not really expecting anyone to know the answer. And 21 people stepped up and were like, hey, and there was all this great actionable advice. Yeah. And the person who posted was like, my God, I cannot even say how much I love you guys and appreciate this group so much. She had actually posted the same question in a professional group that's experts around her particular question and had gotten zero responses. Yeah. But in solo, that rarely happens. Like, sure, there's always somebody that has an answer to a question and people are more than willing to help you walk through an issue. That's community, because yeah, it's people who genuinely care about you and are a support system. And I don't know how I would be getting through these times without my support systems. I don't know if any of you out there are doing it. Wow. You're really the real hero, because I couldn't do it all by myself.
No, it's impossible to do it on your own. It really is. And, you know, we say that as solo business owners, but, you know, and I'm sure that those of you who work for yourselves know it's not just you. You know, we don't do every facet of you know, what our business offers. That's unrealistic.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
And yeah, I it's, you know, we work with clients to create community, and we know that it's a difficult thing to truly attain. You definitely have to have participant buy-in, and the Solo PR Pro private Facebook group has that hands down. And it's like you say, it's such a generous group. There's no, you know, like, well, I'm not going to share my tactic because, you know, there's no fear of what if that person takes that idea and then, oh, no one will hire me. It's not a thing there. It really, you know, we get it that we know that the profession needs to look as, and, you know, be perceived as valuable as a whole. And when we're all at the, you know, at our best, then that benefits everyone. So yes, we're happy to share information. We want to see each other succeed. You know, because I kind of feel like too, you know, we feel like we're our own little tribe of, you know, making our way. And, you know, we love to see when, you know, when you land that big account that you didn't think you could as a solo shop or micro agency, and you do. And, you know, so we just, I really get the sense that we just love to help each other out. And
I agree. I think
valuable.
Yes. And even if you're not, you know, a solo PR pro and you're listening, you know, there are so many choices of, you know, professional communities that you can be a part of. But, and you know what, if you can't find the right fit, create your own. It's pretty easy these days. You know, you can start your own Facebook group, Messenger group. You know, you can just, you know, reach out to a group of people on LinkedIn and form like your own little community of people where you can just be supportive and, you know, maybe, you know, set up some way that you guys can share information and ideas and get together. I mean, again, the key is just don't suffer through this time or any time really on your own. It's right. Community is really, I feel it's really an essential self-care tool. We need that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And the beautiful thing about, you know, if you're thinking of creating your own, I think the nice thing about that, as opposed to maybe, you know, larger organizations that serve a great purpose, a lot of times if you try and do something a little more organic, people will show up because they're already pre-invested and they want to be there. You know, I know, I think it was probably at least 10 years ago, you know, local business person, communications person started to hold these, you know, workshop days, and he created this monthly group where about a dozen of us would gather on a Saturday morning of all things and just talk shop, and all different types. There were some solos. There were some people that worked in corporate, and we'd learn from each other. It was very similar to the solo group. We'd learn from each other. We'd laugh a lot. And, you know, where people have moved away since then. So, but we're still in touch on social, and, you know, I still consider them part of my community. So
I love
it. Yeah. Yeah. Don't be afraid. You know,
and community actually can be a great, it can nourish you, but if you initiate your own community, there can also be business benefits. One of our members several years ago saw that there was no way for in-house communicators that were in senior level roles to really network with one another. So he created it. So he created a group and he invited these people, and they met, I think, monthly to share ideas and to talk shop.
Awesome.
And even though he was a solo, these other people were not, but it gave him, you know, it allowed him to really nurture those relationships with people in-house in corporations that could hire him. It led to work, but more importantly, he was the one that really fulfilled a need because they were grateful to be able to have a safe place to share ideas, to get to know one another, which is very different than, you know, going to a local conference or an industry conference, you know, right, like we did in the old days when we used to gather in large groups. It's community. And that's, you know, conferences have their place, virtual or physical, if we ever do those again. But we're talking community because that is a little more intimate and it allows you to participate much more directly.
Yeah. And I agree. It being a safe space is so important because, you know, as much as we've, you know, refer to our loftier discussions of tactics and things, sometimes you just need to vent.
Yes.
And it is a safe space for that too, where you know you will be understood and everyone will be sitting at their computers nodding, yes, oh yes.
Yeah.
In any industry.
Sometimes that, you know, for me, especially during this time of coronavirus, you know, to keep from just screaming in the streets, you know, I will sometimes call Michelle and go, oh my God, I just need to tell you how frustrating this is. And it's like a release valve. It's like, okay, now my head's not going to explode because I release the pressure.
I feel heard. You want this to happen? Oh, I can.
Absolutely.
there's a lot of God smacking stuff going on inside and outside of the COVID era.
And I know we, you know, on That Solo Life, we like to tackle a plethora of topics that are related to you. This was a softer topic because it's really one that, you know, needs to be said, and we don't want anybody out there, you know, being the lone ranger. No. Find your people. And if you can't, you know, if they don't already exist in a community, create your own doggone community. Yeah. And lead it. Gather people together. And, you know, especially during this time, though, I feel like this is how we get to the other side of this, by Absolutely. Banding together and by lifting one another up and by helping one another and being supportive. And in every sense of the word, we are not going to get out of this mess by viewing it through our own individual lens and selfishly only being aware of our own needs. It's really going to take a team effort. And so, you know, we encourage you, get plugged in somewhere, personally and professionally, beyond family and friends, because, you know, we need different types of connections and community in our lives that, you know, we thrive with those variations.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, follow your interests. It could be, you know, a knitting club. It could be, I know there's a great local business near me. And before this happened, they created just meetups of different kinds that really had nothing to do with their retail product, but it brought people together. It brought people into their space. I'll give a shout out to Rotary. Woohoo! I joined Rotary about a year and a half ago. It's probably I don't know why I waited so long. It's probably one of the best things I've ever done. You know, it puts you in the room with a variety of professionals that you become friends with. So it's the best of all worlds. So just seek out what you have in your community. And I agree with Karen. If you don't see your tribe out there, make your own.
Create your own.
It is simple. Meetup.com, Facebook group, whatever.
Yeah. And I mean, if you have a hobby, God bless. You know, hobbies are a great way to form community.
that hobby come. Well, I guess my hobby is going to concerts. And so currently I have no hobby to predict.
My hobby is work.
Well, yeah.
My work. Sorry. Work is my happy place. And guess what? I'm in a community that has to do with my work and my hobby. So yay, me.
I like my work too. Probably a little too much. That's why we're here. Nerd alert.
Yeah. But for you, the audience who have hobbies, we love to hear about that. Can you tell us about it?
Let us know.
Like, what's it like having a hobby? How did you find one?
And I have to get past that whole Pennsylvania Dutch work ethic. I'm like, wait, you mean you think purely to relax? Oh, okay. Maybe one day I'll master it, but I'm sure I do lots of silly things that. Yeah, I do. I do lots of silly things that aren't quite work related. So, you know, even if it's binge watching 90 Day Fiance, not me. No, not me.
That's a whole other episode of That's All Alive.
That is a whole other episode. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we could do a binge watching episode. But anyway, so just to wrap this one up, you know, find your people. If you're feeling lost out there, like Karen said, don't Lone Ranger it. It's just. It's not the ideal way. And yeah, exactly. If you can't find your people, get a dog. Find your dog community. It's nice outside. I have a friend. She met her current husband by joining a kayak group. You just never know. So you never know what life's going to bring you, but know that we will be here with you in That Solo Life. And we thank you for joining us for another episode. And we hope you're getting value out of this. And if you are, please do share, subscribe, and we will see you next time on That's All Our Life.